going to open the Senate Education Committee this first day of our 2018 session. And thank you for being here. We don't have a lot to do on the agenda. So we have to organize ourselves. I move to adopt the proposed That's what I thought. You didn't have his name there, so I was going to do it. So and I had mentioned this before. Senator Lithicum gets to make a motion if he would like to.
Yeah, I thought you were going to steal it right off of that plate.
Yeah. And for those of you that don't know, he does an amazing job of making motions in the form of Yoda speak when he's given the opportunity.
So today I'll avoid that. And, Chair Roblin, I would move to adopt the proposed committee rules dated February 5th of 2018.
So, and they're pretty much the same as the ones that have always been here, so I appreciate you doing that. So Senator Lithicum has moved that we adopt the proposed committee rules dated February 5th, 2018. Is there any discussion? Any opposition? So moved. So now what we're going to do is just let people give a little introduction of themselves, because I think it's nice for people to know who the education people are, and you'll find out clearly that they have done a nice job in the Senate in putting people who have a real interest in education on this committee. So we'll start all the way over to my extreme right.
Good afternoon. My name's Chuck Thompson. I live in Hood River, and I represent Hood River County, quite a bit of Clackamas and Multnomah counties. My background is I'm a pear grower, so I hope all of you out there eat pears. Our market's a little bit low right now, but if you guys all go home and buy some pears, that'll help things out. I was a county commissioner for 16 years in Hood River, besides coaching girls softball for 14 years. I refereed high school basketball for 19 years, doing that, and that kind of my referee background has probably helped me the most in this building, being able to referee some of these shows that we've gone. And I don't see him in the room today, but I had my OEA constituents come in today, and it was great to see everybody on the first day of this session. So glad to be here.
And
glad you're here too.
And to help them with education, because one of the things that all teachers should know about and teach is that they should know what the state fruit is. What would it be?
Oh, it's a pear. Yeah. Oh, and I'm also on the Education Budget Committee for Senator Roblin. And this is my first year being here that I've been on the Policy Committee, too. And what I watch from Senator Roblin is it really helps to look at the policy parts of a bill before you get it, and it helps make your the arguments better for passing larger school budgets. So it helps a lot.
Okay. Senator Lithicum.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name's Dennis Lithicum. I held up my little sign because I saw people straining their necks trying to see who is that guy who came in late, but I'm not the latest member to show up. And then just so you know, Senator Thompson, regardless of what you asked him, whether it's the state pear or the what's the fruit of the state or the fruit of the union, he would always answer a pear. So I don't think he really got that one right, but we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I too was a county commissioner in the Klamath County area. My wife and I live basically halfway between Klamath Falls and Lakeview. If you've been in that stretch, you probably didn't see people, but more jackrabbits, cattle, and llamas, and whatnot. So we live out there, and the district is gigantic. It's a portion of Jackson County, Klamath County, Lake County, a sliver of Deschutes County, and the entirety of Crook County. So there are many different school districts in that zone. I have met and have relationships with a lot of superintendents, but more so many, many teachers who come by my office and talk to me, and I have always had this desire for figuring out how we educate our young people and how we give them freedom to choose their own path in the world that we're going to face. The models that we've been using, as you described, Senator Roblin, are changing. We're used to an old territorial boundary. One of the first things coming up will be open enrollment, because those territorial boundaries will fade away as technology makes its incursions into the old mindset, and it'll be fast coming. Once we snap our fingers, it will blossom like we've never seen before. So thank you for inviting me to share a little bit of who I am and where I come from. Oh, here's a tidbit for you. Chuck, you may not know this, because your answer would be pear.
Okay.
But my wife and I and our kids have lived off the grid, completely off the grid, for the past 25 years, and still do.
But, and if you want to know how many pounds of batteries he has.
How many pounds of batteries do you have?
Yeah, almost 4 ton, almost 8,000 pounds of batteries. So
we'll go all the way to my left.
Then I'll get to be last, too, that way.
Oh, I see. So I am Senator Cliff Benz. I was Representative Cliff Benz until 3 weeks ago, having spent 10 years in the House. And then when Senator Farrelly stepped down, I went through the appointment process and was appointed to take his place. My House district was Baker County, Grant County, Malheur County, Harney County, and part of Lake County. And added to that now is Wasco County, Jefferson County, part of Deschutes County, part of Wasco County, part of Clackamas County, part of Marion County. And I think I've probably left something out. Oh, yes, Wheeler County. If cows could vote, either Senator Lithicum or I would be president. but they can't. My wife is a veterinarian. She picked up her last 3 degrees from Oregon State University. I'm a lawyer. I practiced with the Turi Rose Law Firm in Ontario. It has today 10 lawyers. I think we got up to 12 at one time. And we practice across the eastern half of the state, and then in Nevada and also Idaho. My practice focuses on business for the most part. I was on the Ontario AC School Board for 3 years, on the St. Peter Catholic School Board for 6. I haven't really looked at education except in the oblique way one does on the Revenue Committee, where I spent 10 years since I left the Ontario School Board 10 years ago. I very much look forward to this committee. I've always thought education was the most important thing, period. And so very happy to have this opportunity to participate in the discussions. I'm sure that will be interesting and enlightening. Thank you.
And the only senator to have border 3 different states.
That would be true. That would be true.
So he borders Washington, Idaho, and California. So think about how big that is.
Right. Well, I went out and bought a. I had a choice. I could buy a small ranch or a new pickup truck. And so I bought a new pickup truck. And the reason is to drive from Ontario to the Dalles is 300 miles. And so the other night I went to the Chamber of Commerce meeting. I drove 300 miles. I arrived. I spent 3 hours. I drove back. The other day I needed to go to Madras for a meeting. It's 340 miles. I drove there. I attended the meeting. I drove back. I have a great big huge guard thing on the front of the truck, so that's when I hit a deer or a cow or somebody else, I hopefully survive. But the driving part is a necessary element of representing people in that space, and I don't complain about it as much as I used to. It's just one of those things.
Because you got more.
I've got more, right. Yeah, but that's okay. That's the way it is.
Thank you. Mark Hass, I'm from Beaverton, representing that part of Washington County. And by comparison, this district probably would fit on that small ranch of yours over there. I've always been on the Education Committee in the Senate. That's why I got into the legislature. I have a daughter in college, but a son still in the Beaverton public system. My wife is an educator. And I think it is probably the priority of this legislature collectively to continue to improve education and educational opportunities in Oregon.
And we have one of the most important bills to my wife was full-day kindergarten. And we have this person to thank for that, because he put all the hard work to make that happen. And he also made, yeah. And he also made college affordable at the community college level by looking at a program that Tennessee had and giving us the Oregon Promise, which I think is probably equally important. So with that, I am Senator Arne Roblin, and my district is more like the other two, other three districts than it is Beaverton. So I have parts of seven counties. I start in Coos County at the Charleston Bridge and go to the whole west side of Tillamook Bay. So if you're on I-5, I'm just north of Portland and just almost exactly west of Roseburg. So if you're driving the I-5 corridor, I go from Roseburg to Portland. Parts of the seven counties are Coos, Douglas, Lincoln, Tillamook, Yamhill, Polk counties. So I wrap around, and if you're in Lane County, you could go all the way to Territorial Road, which is kind of fun. So if you're on the west side of Territorial Road, you're in my district. And if you're in Sheridan or Fall City, but not in the little town between them, you're in my district. You have to go through a couple towns to get to parts of my district. But it is the interesting thing that happens when we redistrict, and the coast and eastern Oregon continue proportionately with the state to get smaller, and the I-5 corridor and Bend continue to get bigger. And so you see this movement of making their district smaller because the same number of people have to live in each one of them. And so I was a high school math teacher when I first came to Oregon from Washington State, where I went to college. And as I said before, stayed in the same school for 32 years, leaving as the principal. The other thing that has been important to me the last few years, I'm a dyslexic ADHD human being. And so the dyslexic bills and some of the other stuff you've seen lately have come about from a number of us feeling like we have to do some things to get information to teachers so that they can help some of us be more successful. And having suffered through elementary school, not being able to read or spell or do other things very well, I became good at social stuff. And it has produced letting me come to become a senator. It's really pretty exciting. But middle school changed for me, and I ended up being able to decode the world in a way that teachers liked, and started moving from the lowest level classes to advanced classes by the time I got out. So education has always been a prime mover for me since I got in the legislature, in the House. I was on the education committees the whole time. The only time I was not on the education committee was when I was co-speaker, when there was a 30-30 tie over in the House, and I didn't get to go on any committees. Well, I got to go on where we spent money committees, but it's been exceptional, and I've really appreciated the education committee. And I ended up becoming the chair because Senator Hass chose to go off and figure out revenue for us, and I appreciate him for having done that. And so there was an opening, and so the last couple of years I've been doing education. It's really great to have all of you here. I think. Voices need to be heard from everybody. So thank you for being here, and we aren't going to do anything else today. Any other questions for the day?
Mm-hmm. Who's our administrator?
Oh, that's right. We should do both of them. Thank you. Senator Lithgowman always helps me out. The thing about this committee has always been the Republicans and Democrats do get along pretty well, and when people like me make major faux pas, it's important for my Republican colleagues to help me. So we do have an administrator. Do you want to say a few words about yourself? I know she doesn't.
Lisa Gazelter, I'm the LPRO analyst for the Senate Education Committee.
And we have a brand new, just in Oregon the last few months, committee assistant. So do you want to let us all know the...
I'm Janice Kane, and I am this year's committee assistant for the Senate Education Committee. So happy to be here.
So with that... Unless there's anything else, somebody else. We have two other members, Senator Gelser and Senator Dembro. Senator Dembro was a community college professor for many years and has done education committees, especially higher ed, in the House before he came over here. And Senator Gelser was the chair of the education committee in the House for many years when I was the co-speaker. Anything else that we need to do? So, that's right. Thank you for that one. So, We are going to have a special meeting if you want to be here. You don't have to. We're setting up a meeting to talk about re-engagement. How do we get kids that have left the system back into schools? And we have a whole department that works on that at the Department of Ed and their own little section. But the reality is, as a high school principal, everybody keeps saying we have to improve our overall graduation rate. And if 24 or 25% of our kids don't leave school ahead of time, it's hard to get to that 90% without re-engaging them. And so there's going to be a work group and a group starting. And so this Wednesday, February 7th, at 8 o'clock in the morning, and here in Room C, right here, we're going to have a group of people come together and have a conversation about what does re-engagement mean at the national level, at the local level, at the state level. What can we do to help get students back in the classrooms or get them the education they need to be able to move forward? The GED has really been transformed. It's a much harder program than it used to be. How do we get kids back into an educational setting so that they can make choices for their lives that will improve them and help the state meet some of its goals, which we have. So if anybody's interested and you happen to be around this Wednesday, come on by this room at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we will be having a conversation about that. So with that, thank you all for being here. Have fun at your Capitol, because it is your Capitol. And if you haven't looked at it, I used to bring kids here because I also was a program of youth and government. There's a little state seal right around the corner over here. It's one of the most amazing things. They hid it for a while, but my kids, I was a high school principal, they brought it back because it was developed and designed by a guy that worked in the sewer systems of Springfield, Oregon. And as he unplugged sewers, he collected the things that he found there. And when he retired, he put them all into a state seal. And it's really fun to find all those things that came from there, and he put it on a plaque right around the corner. I encourage you to go look and figure out if you can find all the things that represent Oregon, from hazelnuts to keys and coins and bullets and all sorts of things that he happened to find. So enjoy. Have a really great time at your Capitol, and thank you all for being here, and we are adjourned.